السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. وأسعد الله مساءكم بكل خير. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الحمد لله ولي الصالحين، والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وإمامنا وحبيبنا وقرة عيننا محمد بن عبد الله، وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على دربه إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فنحن في يوم الخامس عشر من شهر ذي القعدة المحرم لسنة 40 و400 بعد الألف، الموافق للثامن عشر من الشهر السابع لسنة 19 و2000، وفي يوم الخميس في مركز أبي هريرة في تورنتو في كندا. وأسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما، وأن يجعل تفرقنا بعد تفرقا معصوما، ولا يجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما، اللهم آمين. وما زلنا مع كتاب جوامع الأخبار للعلامة عبد الرحمن بن ناصر السعدي أبي عبد الله رحمه الله تبارك وتعالى، والمتوفى سنة 76 و300 بعد الألف. ووصلنا إلى الحديث 57.
So we reached the hadith number 57 of the book The Comprehensive Reports by the Sheikh السعدي.
عن عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص وأبي هريرة رضي الله عنهما قال.
Upon the authority of عمرو بن العاص. عندي عبد الله بن عمرو. Upon the authority of عبد الله بن عمرو بن العاص and أبي هريرة رضي الله عنهما.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That both said that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
إذا حكم الحاكم فاجتهد وأصاب.
If the ruler makes or the judge makes a judgment and he was correct,
فله أجران.
Then he receives two rewards.
وإذا حكم فاجتهد فأخطأ فله أجر واحد.
And if he judges and he makes a mistake, then he gets one reward.
الحاكم إذا أطلق في كتب الفقه فيريدون به القاضي دائما.
الحاكم, the word الحاكم, if it was mentioned in the books of fiqh, they mean by it the judge.
وهذا الحديث متفق عليه أخرجه البخاري ومسلم في صحيحيهما.
This hadith is agreed upon, collected by Bukhari and Muslim in their sahihs.
أما ترجمة عبد الله بن عمرو أبي هريرة فقد مرت كثيرا.
As for the biography of Abdullah bin Amr and Abi Huraira, then it has passed many times before.
من شروط القاضي العلم.
From the conditions of the judge is knowledge.
وبالتالي لو حكم إنسان بدون علم بين الناس.
If a person judged between the people without knowledge.
فإنه آثم.
Then he is sinful.
ولو أصاب الحق.
Even if he was correct, he reached the truth.
لأنه لم يصب الحق عن علم.
Because he did not, or he was not right based upon knowledge.
وهو قد تكلم على الله بغير علم.
He actually spoke about Allah without knowledge.
لأن العلماء يفتون باسم الرب سبحانه وتعالى.
Because the scholars they issue verdicts on the name of Allah, under the name of Allah.
لأنهم يقولون هذا حكم الله.
Because they say this is the judgment of Allah, this is the rule of Allah.
وَاللَّهُ جَلَّ وَعَلَى يَقُولُ وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٌ.
And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, do not pursue that, do not follow that which you have no knowledge of.
وَلَمَّا ذَكَرَ مَجْمُوعَةً مِنَ الْمُحَرَّمَاتِ خَتَمَهَا بِقَوْلِهِ وَأَنْ تَقُولُ عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
And when Allah mentioned in the Quran a number of prohibited matters, He ended those prohibited matters with and that you say about Allah that which you do not know.
وقد اختار ابن القيم عنوانا عظيما مهما لكتابه إعلان الموقعين.
And Allah, Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, he chose a title that is a great and nice title for his book. He titled it Making the Ones Who Sign, that is on behalf of Allah, making them know or making them knowledgeable.
سماها إعلان موقعين عن رب العالمين.
Making them know those who sign, making them know, making those who sign on behalf of the Lord of the worlds know or making them knowledgeable.
وكان
informing them.
وكان السلف الصالح من الصحابة والتابعين وأتباع التابعين يهربون من القضاء.
The righteous predecessors of the companions, the تابعين, the أتباع التابعين, they run away from the post of a judge.
لخوفهم من أن لا يوافقوا حكم الله.
Because they are afraid that they will not hit or match the ruling of Allah or Allah's judgment.
بينما كثير من الناس اليوم يتنازعون هذا العمل.
While many people nowadays they fight to achieve this position.
لما فيه من الإغراءات والأمور الطيبة التي تعطى للقاضي يعني.
Because of the many worldly matters, the good things of this worldly life that are actually given to the judges, so they are seduced by those worldly matters.
فالقاضي يحتاج إلى أمرين اثنين.
So the judge needs two issues, two matters.
تنزيل القضية التي تعرض عليه على الأحكام الشرعية ليستخرج الحكم.
So he will need to apply the knowledge he has, the legal knowledge, the ruling, the texts, applying that to the actual event or incident or happening, so that he will extract the ruling for it.
وهذا الأمر يشترك فيه القاضي والمفتي.
This matter is shared. This issue is shared by the judge and the mufti. The mufti is the one who gives a religious verdict.
الأمر الثاني الذي يكون على القاضي.
The second matter that will be upon the judge to have to do.
تنفيذ هذه الأحكام.
Is to execute this judgment.
وبهذا يفترق القاضي عن المفتي.
And in this, the judge is distinguished and is distinct from the mufti, the one who just gives the fatwa.
وعلى القاضي أن يتقي الله تبارك وتعالى في هذا الأمر.
The judge, it is upon him to fear Allah regarding this matter.
فينفذ هذا الحق على القريب والصديق.
So he will execute this truth over the blood relative and the friend.
كما ينفذه على البعيد والعدو.
Exactly as he will execute and carry out the same judgment on the person who is far from him in blood relations and also even the enemy.
ويكون الناس كلهم عنده على درجة واحدة.
The people in front of him, he should treat them all in one and the same level.
إذا فعل ذلك والتزمه.
If he did that and he abided by that.
فإن أصاب فله أجران.
Then if he hit the truth, if he was able to reach the true judgment, then he gets two rewards.
وإن اجتهد فأخطأ.
If he exercised his judgment and effort, put in the effort, and he was wrong.
فله أجر واحد.
Then he receives only one reward.
فهو مأجور على كل حال.
So he is rewarded in any case.
وهناك الفرق بين الحاكم المجتهد وبين صاحب الهوى.
There is a difference between the judge who is putting the effort and exercising his judgment and the man of desires.
فالقاضي المجتهد صاحب الحق.
The judge who is putting the effort, who is a man of truth.
هو فعل ما أمر به من حسن القصد والاجتهاد.
He did what he was commanded to do of having the good intention and the putting the effort.
بخلاف صاحب الهوى.
Unlike the man of desires.
فإنه يتكلم بغير علم.
For he speaks without knowledge.
ولا يقصد الحق.
And he does not intend to follow the truth.
والقضاء يعتبر من أعظم فروض الكفايات.
Being a judge is considered, the post of a judge is considered from the greatest obligations that are kifaya on the ummah at large. Some of the Muslims have to do it.
لحاجة الناس إليه.
That is because the people need it.
عند التنازع والاشتباه.
When they are quarreling or fighting, and at the time of when things are unclear or dubious.
بل قد يضطرون إليه.
Rather, they might be forced. It is maybe a dire necessity to have someone judge between them.
ومن غريب ما ذكر في الهرب من القضاء.
From the strange things that were mentioned regarding running away from having the post of a judge.
ما ذكر عن الإمام أبي حنيفة رحمه الله تعالى.
What was mentioned from the Imam Abu Hanifa رحمه الله.
أنه لما طلب منه أن يكون قاضيا.
That when he was requested to be a judge.
فرفض ذلك.
He refused.
فلما أجبر عليه.
When he was forced to take the job.
حلف بأنه لا يستطيع ذلك.
He made an oath that he is unable to do that.
ثم قال لولي الأمر في ذلك الزمان.
Then he said to the ruler, the governor who wanted to put him in the post at that time.
إن كنت كاذبا.
He said, if I am lying.
لا يجوز أن توليني القضاء لأني كذاب.
If I am lying, then you're not allowed to have me assign me as a judge, because I'm a liar.
وإن كنت صادقا. فأنا لا أصلح للقضاء فلا يجوز لك كذلك أن توليني.
And if I'm telling the truth, then I'm not fit to hold this post, so it's not allowed for you to assign me as a judge.
فلم يحسن أن يرد عليه وتركه.
So he couldn't reply to this, and he let him go free.
وهذا لا يعني أن الجميع يفر من القضاء.
This does not mean that everybody should run away from being a judge.
بل قلنا إن هذا من فروض الكفايات.
Rather, we said that this is from the obligations at the ummah at large. Some of the ummah have to do this.
ولا تستقيم أمور الناس إلا به.
The affairs of the people won't become straight except when they have a judge.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث الثامن والخمسون.
Hadith 58.
عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال.
From Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with them both, he said.
قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
That رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said.
لو يعطى الناس بدعواهم.
If people are given according to what they claim.
لدع رجال دماء قوم وأموالهم.
Then some people will claim the blood and the wealth of other people.
ولكن اليمين على المدعى عليه.
But swearing is upon, making an oath is upon the one who is claimed against.
رواه مسلم.
This is narrated by Imam Muslim.
وفي لفظ البيهقي.
In a wording from Al-Bayhaqi.
البينة على المدعي واليمين على من أنكر.
The evidence is upon the claimant and the oath is upon the one who denies.
أما ترجمة ابن عباس فقد مرت.
As for the biography of Ibn Abbas has passed before.
البينة أو اليمين لابد منهما.
The evidence or the oath or swearing, we have to have them.
ويقول أهل العلم إن هذا الحديث أساس في موضوع القضاء.
The people of knowledge, they say that this hadith is actually a base, a foundation in terms of judgment, making judgments, قضاء.
ومعنى هذا الحديث أن كل دعوة ليس فيها بينة لا قيمة لها.
The meaning of this hadith that every claim that there is no evidence for it, there is no value to it.
وإنما ذكر لدع رجال أموال قوم ودماءهم كمثال وإلا هناك دعاوى أخرى.
Here he just gave an example here that some people will claim the blood and the money of other people. This is just an example. Otherwise, the claims are so many.
وقد يظن البعض أنه إذا لم تكن عنده بينة أن حقه يضيع.
Some people think that if he doesn't have an evidence, then his right will be lost.
وهذا صحيح من جهة غير صحيح من جهة أخرى.
And this may be true from one aspect, but not true from another aspect.
فمن لم تكن عنده بينة.
So the one who does not have an evidence.
فلا يجوز للقاضي أن يحكم له لأنه لا يدري أين الحق.
It is not allowed to for the judge to judge in his favor because he doesn't know, there is no evidence.
ولذلك قد يضيع حقه في الدنيا. قد يضيع حق المدعي بدون بينة في الدنيا.
And in this way, so the judge cannot judge in his favor without without evidence. So his right may be lost in this worldly life.
ولكن لن يضيع حقه في الآخرة.
But his right will not be lost in the next life.
لأن الله يعلم أين الحق.
Because Allah عز وجل knows where the truth is.
ولا يحتاج إلى بينة.
And he does not need clarification or evidence.
فهو قد يخسر في الدنيا ولكنه لن يخسر في الآخرة.
So he may lose in this worldly life, but he will not lose in the next.
لكن القاضي لا ذنب له.
But the judge is not to blame, is not sinful.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said,
إنكم تحتكمون إلي.
Surely you come to me for judgment, for arbitration.
وهو من هو صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he is who he is عليه الصلاة والسلام.
ولعل بعضكم أن يكون ألحن بحجته من بعض.
So he says عليه الصلاة والسلام, maybe some of you are more eloquent, more convincing by providing their evidence than the others.
فأقضي له لما أسمع.
So I judge in his favor according to what I hear.
فالقاضي إذن يحكم بما أمامه من الدلائل.
The judge then he will judge according to what there is in front of him of the evidence and proof.
لكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم نبه على أمر آخر.
But the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم highlighted another issue, brought the attention to another issue.
فقال من said, قضيت له بحق أخيه.
Then the one whom I judge in his favor with the right of his brother.
فإنما هي جمرة من النار.
Then it is only a piece of hot coal of fire that I am giving him.
فليأخذها أو ليدعها.
Then let him take it or let him leave it.
فكأنه يقول وإن فات الحق على القاضي فإنه لا يفوت على الله.
As if he's saying if the judge missed the truth, then this truth will not gonna be missed out by Allah عز وجل. Allah will not miss the truth.
ولذا قال أهل العلم حكم القاضي.
This is why the people of knowledge they say that the judgment of the judge.
لا يجعل الحرام حلالا ولا الحلال حراما.
It does not make the what is prohibited allowed nor what is allowed prohibited.
وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And he said عليه الصلاة والسلام.
من حلف على يمين صبر صبر يعني مثبت على هذه اليمين متكررة.
The one who makes an oath and he is firm on that oath, and even it could be repeated oath.
يقتطع بها مال امرئ مسلم.
And with this oath, he is taking away the right of or the money, the wealth of a Muslim person.
هو فيها فاجر أي كاذب.
And he is lying about that oath.
لقي الله وهو عليه غضبان.
He will meet Allah while Allah will be angry with him.
ويقول الأشعث بن قيس.
الأشعث بن قيس says.
سبب هذا الحديث قصة وقعت بيني وبين رجل.
The reason behind this hadith is a story that happened between me and another man.
خاصمته إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
I took him to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم in a dispute. I disputed with him and took him to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقال لي هل لك بينة؟
So he said to me, do you have a proof?
قلت له.
I said no.
قال إذن يقسم. البينة على المدعي واليمين على من أنكر. قال يحلف إذا الأول.
He said then he will make an oath if you don't have the claimant doesn't have a proof, then the one who's rejecting is going to make an oath as in this hadith the proof the burden of the proof is on the claimant and the oath the swearing is on the one who's rejecting on denying the right.
قال إذا يحلف يعني هذا الإنسان لا يخاف الله قد يحلف ويضيع حقي.
So then he said, الأشعث said, then he will just make an oath and my right will be lost. He said because this man obviously he doesn't fear Allah.
فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عند ذلك.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said at this point,
من حلف على يمين صبر,
the one who makes an oath and that oath is like a firm one,
يقتطع بها مال امرئ مسلم هو فيها فاجر,
by which he will take the right of a Muslim person while he is lying in that oath,
لقي الله وهو عليه غضبان,
he will meet Allah while Allah will be angry with him.
فنزلت الآية,
so the verse was revealed,
إن الذين يشترون بعهد الله وأيمانهم ثمنا قليلا,
those who get or buy with their oaths, with their covenant, with their covenant of Allah, and with their oath, with their swearing, a little price. This ayah was revealed.
وهذا قوله إذن يحلف.
The statement of the companion here. Then he will make an oath. Then.
يقول كثير من الناس اللصوص لا يهمهم يحلفون لا يخافون.
Many people say that those thieves, the robbers, they will make an oath. They don't care.
وعند ذلك سيأكلون أموال الناس.
And then they will consume and take away the wealth of the people.
وهناك مثل عند إخواننا المصريين لعلهم موجود عند غيرهم.
There is a proverb that our Egyptian brothers they say it, and maybe other countries they have the same.
يقول قالوا للحرام احلف قال جاك الفرج.
They say they told the thief make an oath, he says, oh, relief has come already.
لكن هذا نعم قد يحدث في أمور الدنيا لكن عند الله لا يضيع شيء.
This is yes, it could happen in the worldly life, but then with Allah nothing is lost.
نعم. قلنا إن الدعوة أي دعوة كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم البينة على المدعي. أي دعوة لا بد لها من بينة.
So we said the claim, any claim, it has to have evidence, as in the hadith here, the burden of the proof is on the one who claims.
والبينة تكون في خمسة أمور.
And this evidence will be in five matters.
أولا الشهود.
First one, the witnesses.
وإذاك يحرص الإنسان دائما على أن يكون هناك شهود في أي تعامل يتعامل معه.
This is why the person should be keen to have always witnesses in every dealings that he deals with the people.
وإذا قال الله تبارك وتعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا تداينتم بدين إلى أجل مسلما فاكتبوه.
So Allah عز وجل here says, O you who believe, if you give a loan up until an appointed term between yourselves, you have a loan, then write it down.
ثم قال واستشهدوا شهيدين من رجالكم.
Then Allah said and seek two witnesses from your men.
وفي البيع قال وأشهدوا إذا تبايعتم.
And regarding the sales, the selling, sales contract, he said have witnesses when you sell.
وجعل الشهود في النكاح وفي الطلاق.
Also Allah made the witnesses also part of the marriage contract and the divorce.
فوجود الشهود ينهي القضية.
So the presence of witnesses, it will just end the issue.
الأمر الثاني القرائن وهي العلامات.
Second, القرائن, and this is the signs or the supporting evidence.
وسيأتي الكلام عليها.
And we will speak about this later.
الثالث الإقرار أن يعترف أحدهما بالأمر.
Thirdly, الإقرار, and that is for one of the two sides to basically confess and make a confession and approve, you know, admission.
الثالث ظاهر الحال.
ظاهر
الحال.
ظاهر الحال. The fourth is the apparent condition of the case.
يعني مثلا,
for instance,
رجل يلبس عباءة.
Someone who is wearing this عباءة,
كل الناس تلبس هذه العباءة مثلا,
the outer garment,
مثل هذه العباءة التي على الشيخ الآن, like the one الصغير,
the mini one that I'm wearing now, the mini عباءة here.
فخرج يشتكي علي ويقول إنه سرق عباءتي, so قميصي هذا.
So someone, he goes out and he says and claims that this man, he stole my outer garment.
وأنا ألبس واحدة وبيدي واحدة أخرى.
While I am wearing one garment and I have in my hand another one.
وهو ليس عليه هذا القميص.
And he is not wearing this garment.
فالأقرب هذا القميص لمن؟
So the closest to the apparent condition, this belongs to who, the outer garment?
سؤال لكم.
The question is yours.
لا تقول شيء. قل الذي ليس معه قميص.
So he said, Sheikh, I don't know. The Sheikh told him, don't say Sheikh. Say the one who doesn't have the garment.
طيب لو تخاصم نجار مع مصلح الكهرباء.
So suppose a carpenter has a fight, a dispute with the electrician.
على منشار.
Over a saw.
هذا يقول لي وهذا يقول لي.
Each one of them claims that the saw is his.
ظاهر الحال يكون لمن؟
The apparent condition it belongs to who?
للنجار.
It's
فهذا يسمى ظاهر الحال.
The carpenter. So this is what is called the apparent case or condition of the case.
الأمر الخامس فهم القاضي.
The fifth one is the understanding of the judge.
ولذا هذا ما يسمى بالفراسة عند القاضي.
What is called فراسة or the sharpness of the understanding of the judge.
لأن القضاء علم وفراسة في الوقت ذاته.
Because قضاء judgment or being a judge is knowledge and at the same time also it is a sharp يعني skilled.
يعني من نظراته من كلماته.
You have a word for it.
أين؟
يعني intelligence يعني is him being you know looking at things and you know being sharp in noticing things. That's a فراسة.
من أشهر هؤلاء القضاة إياس بن معاوية.
From the most famous of those judges is إياس بن معاوية.
وله قصص كثيرة جميلة جدا تذكر في كتب القضاء.
And he has many beautiful stories that are mentioned in the books of قضاء.
من ذلك أنه جاءه رجلان.
From that is that two people came to him.
مختلفين طبعا.
And they're different people. And they have a quarrel between them.
فقال له قد وضعنا مالا في مكان تحت شجرة معين دفناه.
So they said to him, we put money in a certain place under like a specific tree.
هذا طبعا قول أحدهما.
This is one of them who said that.
قال وضعنا مالا تحت شجرة ودفناه أنا وصاحبي هذا.
So we put that money under a tree. Both me and my friend, we buried it together there.
قال ثم ماذا؟
He said, then what?
قال جئت ولم أجد المال ولا يعرف مكانه إلا صاحبي هو الذي سرقه.
So I came, he said, and I didn't find the money. No one knows the place of that money except myself and my friend. So he's the one who stole it then.
فالتفت القاضي إلى صاحبه وقال ماذا تقول؟
So the judge turned to his friend and he said, what do you say?
قال لا دفنا مالا ولا أعرف شجرة وهو يكذب في القصة كلها.
We did not bury any money and I don't know about a tree. He is lying about the whole thing.
فقال القاضي للأول لعلك لم تبحث جيدا عن المال.
So the judge said to the first one, maybe you didn't really search in a well, you know, in a good way for the money.
قال لا بحثت جيدا ولم أجد شيئا.
He said, no, I did search thoroughly and I didn't find anything.
فقال له القاضي ارجع مرة ثانية وابحث جيدا ثم تعال.
So the judge told him, go back now again and search thoroughly again, then you come back.
وقال لصاحبي أنت تجلس هنا حتى يرجع.
Then he said to his friend, sit here until he comes back.
ثم أمر بإدخال قضية ثانية.
Then he commanded that another issue, يعني another case comes in for judgment.
ثم ثالثة.
Then a third one.
ثم رابعة.
Then a fourth one.
ثم التفت إلى صاحبه.
Then he turned to his friend.
وقال له.
And he said to him.
تظن وصل إلى الشجرة أو بعد؟
Do you think he reached the tree or not?
قال لا ليس الآن.
He said no, not yet.
إذن أنت تعرف الشجرة.
So then you know the tree then.
فهذا يسمى فطنة القاضي.
So this is called the قاضي judge having cleverness and being alert.
والقصص في هذا كثيرة جدا.
and the stories in this regard are many.
أما العمل بالقرائن,
as for acting upon the supporting evidence,
فمثل قصة نبي الله سليمان عليه السلام.
Like then the story of the Prophet of Allah سليمان عليه الصلاة والسلام.
احتكمت امرأتان إلى داود عليه السلام.
Two women went for judgment سليمان عليه الصلاة والسلام.
هذه جاءت بولد وهذه جاءت بولد.
Both
يعني ولدت الآن ولدت يعني عندها ابن رضيع وهذه عندها ابن رضيع.
Each one of them gave birth, so they have a baby.
ثم جاء الذئب وأكل أحد الطفلين.
The wolf came and he ate one of the two babies.
وكل واحدة تقول الذئب أكل ولدك أنت وهذا ولدي أنا.
Each one of them says the wolf ate your baby and this actually is my baby.
وتحاكمت إلى داود عليه الصلاة والسلام.
They sought judgment from داود عليه الصلاة والسلام.
وسمع منهما.
And he heard both of them.
ثم حكم به للكبرى. الكبيرة بالسن يعني.
Then he judged that the baby belongs to the older one in age, the senior.
رأى أن حجتها أقوى.
He saw that her evidence is stronger.
فقال سليمان عليه السلام.
So سليمان عليه الصلاة والسلام said.
طلب من داود أن يحكم بينهما.
So
أن يمكنه هو أن يحكم بينهما.
سليمان he asked داود to judge between them. So they went to داود in the first place. Then داود asked سليمان to judge.
فقال سليمان. So أنا سأقطع الطفل نصفين. فطلب السكين ليقطع الطفل نصفين ويعطي هذه نصفا وهذه نصفا لعدم الدليل.
So سليمان he said, bring me a knife. I will cut the baby in half. And give each one of them half because there is no clear proof in this case.
فقالت الكبيرة لا بأس.
So the older one she said okay.
الصغيرة قالت لا تفعل هو ابنها.
The younger one she said no don't do that just give it to her it's her child.
فقال سليمان بل هو ابنك أنت.
So سليمان judged then that the boy belongs the child belongs to her.
فجعل القرين عدم شفقة الكبيرة على الطفل.
So the sign here is that the older one she was not kind or merciful. She did not show mercy towards the baby.
وهذا الحديث قد أخرجه الإمام البخاري في صحيحه.
So he judged that it is for the younger one. This hadith is collected by Bukhari in his Sahih.
وكذلك قصة يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام في القرآن الكريم.
Likewise the story of يوسف عليه الصلاة والسلام in the noble Quran.
لما قال الله تبارك وتعالى وشهد شاهد من أهلها.
When Allah سبحانه وتعالى said and a witness from her family witnessed.
إن كان قميصه قد من قبل فصدقت وهو من الكاذبين.
If his shirt was ripped from the front, then she told the truth and he is from the liars.
وإن كان قميصه قد من دبر فكذبت وهو من الصادقين.
And if his shirt was ripped from the back, then she lied and he is from the truthful ones.
فجعل الحكم متوقفا على القرينة.
So he made the judgment or the ruling pendant or pending, dependent upon the sign or the supporting evidence.
ومثل ذلك لو أن امرأة ادعت على زوجها أنه لا ينفق عليها.
And the likes of that is when a woman claims against her husband that he is not spending over her.
والناس يرونه يدخل ويخرج إلى البيت ويحضر الطعام ويحضر الملبس.
And the people see the man going in and out of the house, bringing food, bringing clothing. The people see that.
وليس في البيت إلا هو وهي.
And there isn't at home except he himself and herself.
ولما سأله القاضي قال أنا أنفق.
And when the judge asked him, he said, I do spend.
فلا يقبل قولها.
So her statement is not to be accepted.
لأن القرينة والظاهر أنه ينفق.
Because the sign and what is apparent says that he is actually does spend over her.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث 59.
حديث 59.
عن عائشة مرفوعا.
From عائشة raising it up to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
مرفوعا تختلف عن قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
When we say is raised up marfu'an, raised up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is different from we saying qala Rasulullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said.
وإن كان في النهاية المعنى واحد.
Although the meaning in the end is the same.
يعني هذا رفع إلى النبي وقوله أيضا مرفوع إليه.
So the this statement is raised up to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and قال رسول الله also is raised to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ففي النهاية المعنى واحد.
In the end the meaning is the same.
نعم. فقولها مرفوعا أي قاله رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Her saying marfu'an, raised up, meaning he said it عليه الصلاة والسلام.
لا تجوز شهادة خائن ولا خائنة.
The testimony of a betrayer, man or a woman, is not valid.
ولا مجلود حدا.
Nor the testimony of someone who is lashed as a set punishment. His testimony is not acceptable.
ولا ذي غمر على أخيه يعني الذي مع العدو.
Also,
العدو. يعني لا تقوى عشات عدوك عليك.
Okay, no testimony of an enemy would be accepted. It would not accepted against you, against his enemy.
ولا ظنين في ولاء يعني الذي يوالي. الإنسان لا تقبل شهادته له.
Nor someone who is in alliance with someone, his testimony will not be accepted with the one whom he is allied with, because there is a
ولا like, قرابة.
There is doubt about it, about his testimony, because he is allied with him.
ولا قرابة يعني القريب لا يشهد لقريبه.
And also no close or blood relative, meaning the blood relative cannot testify for his blood relative.
ولا القانع من أهل البيت يعني الخادم في أهل البيت.
And also the testimony of the servant who is serving the household, the people of some household.
رواه الترمذي ولكنه لا يثبت عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Narrated by at-Tirmidhi, but it is not affirmed from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وسنناقش معناها الآن.
And we will discuss the meaning of it now.
أما راوي الحديث فأم المؤمنين عائشة مرت في الحديث الثاني.
As for the narrator of the hadith, then أم المؤمنين عائشة her biography passed in the second hadith.
هذا الحديث ينبه على الأمور القادحة في الشهادة لتمنع قبول الشهادة.
This hadith highlights or brings our attention to the matters that will infringe upon or that will bring down the testimony of the witness.
واشترط أهل العلم في الشاهد أن يكون عدلا في الظاهر.
The people of knowledge they made a condition for the witness that he will be a just witness apparently in what appears.
لقول الله تبارك وتعالى ممن ترضون من الشهداء.
Because of the statement of Allah Ta'ala, from those whom you accept of the witnesses.
فكل مرضي عند الناس بحاله ومقاله فهو مقبول الشهادة.
Every person who is acceptable to the people with his condition and with his statement, then he should be acceptable for a witness.
وذكر هذا الحديث الذين لا تقبل شهادتهم.
This hadith mentioned the ones whom their testimony is not accepted.
أولا من لا تقبل شهادتهم للتهمة.
First, those whose testimony is not accepted because of accusation or doubt cast at them, like the betrayer.
فإنه لا تقبل شهادته لأنه غير مؤتمن.
The betrayer or the cheater, his testimony is not accepted because
فاقد العدالة.
Because he is lacking the quality of being a just person.
وكذلك المحدود.
Likewise, the one who has a set punishment applied to him, and in this case here mentioned lashing, someone who is lashed because of a set punishment.
لقول الله تبارك وتعالى ولا تقبلوا لهم شهادة أبدا.
Because of the statement of Allah Ta'ala, and do not accept from them a testimony ever.
الثاني احتمال الميل. الأولى تهمة. الثاني احتمال خوف.
The first one is actually accusation. They are accused of something. The second is here the possibility of that, the possibility or fear that their testimony won't be accepted.
فهو معروف بالعدالة.
So he is known to be a just person.
لكن المشكلة في الذي يشهد له.
But the problem is regarding the one whom he is testifying for or to.
وأنه قد يشهد بغير الحق لأسباب.
And that the fact that he may testify with other than the truth because of causes or reasons why.
ولذلك لا تقبل شهادة الأصول والفروع لبعضهم.
This is why the testimony of the origins and the branches is not accepted to each other.
For each other. لابنه ولا الابن لأبيه.
So the father does not testify, cannot be a witness for his son. The son cannot be a witness for his father.
لأن الأب قد تأخذ الشفقة على ولده فيشهد كذبا.
For the father, maybe he will be affectionate and merciful towards his son, so he will testify for him lying.
وكذلك الأم والجد والجدة.
Likewise, the mother, the grandfather, the grandmother.
وكذلك الابن لا يشهد لأبيه ولا لأمه.
Likewise, the son, he does not testify for his father or mother.
والبنت كذلك.
And the daughter, same way.
لأنهم متهمون. قد يميلون إليهم.
Because there is doubt, they are accused that they may be inclined towards their relatives.
ومثل ذلك الزوجان لا تقبل شهادة أحدهما للآخر.
Likewise, the husband and wife, the spouses, is not their testimony for each other is not accepted.
لكن تقبل بالعكس.
But it will be accepted in reverse.
يعني يشهد على أبيه أو
meaning
يشهد على ابنه أو تشهد على زوجها أو يشهد على زوجته.
Meaning testifying against his father or the father testifying against the son, the husband against the wife against the husband, this is accepted.
لأنه غير متهم.
Because they are not accused in this case. This they're not doubted.
وعكس هذا.
The opposite of this.
لا تقبل شهادة العدو على عدوه.
The testimony of the enemy against another enemy is not accepted.
لأن قد يكون في قلبه شيء من الغل على صاحبه فيشهد عليه زورا.
Because there may be some animosity within his heart against his enemy, so he will falsely testify against him.
لكن لو شهد له العدو.
But if the enemy now is testifying for his enemy, not against, if he is testifying for him, then it is accepted.
وذا قيل,
this is why it is said,
الفضل ما شهدت به الأعداء.
The excellence, the true excellence is what the enemies testify and witness to.
وقوله لا ظنين في ولاء أي من له ولاء لمن يشهد له الذي أعتق عبدا فالعبد هذا لا يشهد له لأن أيضا متهم.
Also,
لا يشهد لسيده.
No someone, no testimony of someone who is doubted or accused because of alliance. Here, the alliance is talking about the master and slave. So the freed slave cannot testify for his master who freed him, the wali who freed him.
والحديث فيه ولا تقبل شهادة القريب لقريبه.
And in the hadith that the testimony of the blood relative is not accepted for the other blood relative.
وهذا خلاف ما عليه جماهير أهل العلم.
And this is against what the majority of the scholars are upon.
وأن الأقارب تقبل شهادتهم لبعض أو على بعض.
That the blood relatives, their testimonies are accepted for or against each other.
والذي يمنع هو الأصول والفروع فقط.
What is prevented or not accepted as a witness are the, as the Sheikh said, الأصول والفروع, the roots and the branches, you know, the father and son and the likes that.
والقانع من أهل البيت هو الخادم الذي يخدم في البيت كذلك متهم.
القانع here من أهل البيت is the servant, the one who serves the people of the household. So he is also accused and doubted regarding his testimony.
فكلهن هؤلاء.
They spend over him.
هناك ما يدفعهم لشهادة الزور.
All of these here, they have something calling them to false testimony, to testify in a false way.
فردوا شهادتهم ليس لأنهم متهمون.
So refusing or rejecting their testimony, not because they are actually accused.
ولكن من باب الاحتياط.
But by way of يعني by way of taking precautions.
ولو شهدوا في أمور أخرى لقبلت شهادتهم.
If they testify in other matter in other matters, then their testimony would be accepted.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
الحديث 60.
Hadith number 60.
عن رافع بن خديج رضي الله عنه قال.
From رافع بن خديج, may Allah be pleased with him, that he said.
قلت يا رسول الله.
I said, O Messenger of Allah.
إنا لاقوا العدو غدا.
We will be facing the enemy tomorrow.
وليس معنا مدى.
And we don't have knives.
أفنذبح بالقصب.
So do we slaughter
with عصي حادة.
Do we slaughter with قصب? The Sheikh said that the قصب is pieces of wood that are sharp.
قال ما أنهر الدم.
He said, "Whatever the whatever would have the blood run or gush."
وذكر اسم الله عليه فكل.
And the name of Allah subhanahu wa taala was mentioned on it. Then eat from that.
ليس السن والظفر.
Not the tooth and not the nail.
وسأحدثك عنه.
And I will speak to you about it.
أما السن فعظم.
As for the tooth, then it is a bone.
وأما الظفر فمدى الحبشة.
As for the nails, then they are the knives of the Abyssinians.
يعني أهل الحبشة أظافرهم تكون طويلة جدا.
Meaning.
فيذبحون بأظافرهم.
The people of Abyssinia.
خاصة الطيور الصغار.
Their nails would be so long, so they will slaughter using their nails, especially like the little birds and like that, they will slaughter them. And some of the people, they might slaughter by their mouth. They will just bite on the neck and bite and kill by that.
قال رافع.
رافع said.
وأصبنا نهب إبل وغنم أي غنيمة من إبل وغنم.
And we got a booty from comprised of camels and sheep.
فند منها بعير أي هرب بعير.
So one camel ran away from them.
فرماه رجل بسهم فحبسه.
So a man shot an arrow towards it and he killed it or restrained it.
فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said,
إن لهذه أوابد كأوابد الوحش يعني تنفر كما ينفر الوحش لأن هذه أليفة في الأصل الإبل أليفة في الأصل.
That he said that those meaning the camels they might get wild like the wild beasts. The Sheikh said that in principle the camels are domesticated. But then some of them will do that.
They
will.
حالات تكون متوحشة.
In some cases, they will turn into like wild beasts, become wild beasts.
فإذا غلبكم منها شيء.
So if you are overwhelmed by any of these,
فافعلوا به هكذا.
Then do this, something like this to it.
يعني والأصل في هذه طبعاً متفق عليه الحديث.
This is a hadith that is agreed upon.
والأصل في هذه أنها تذبح أو تنحر.
The principle, the root ruling or the original ruling regarding this is that they are to be slaughtered by slaughtering or by نحر, you know, the hitting them.
فإذا هربت نعاملها معاملة الصيد.
So if they run away, those camels, they run away, then we treat them as we treat the prey, the hunted prey.
أول الراوي الحديث رافع بن خديج.
First, the narrator of the hadith is Rafi' ibn Khadij.
Ibn Rafi' al-Ansari al-Awsi.
Son of
Rafi'. Abu Abdullah.
He is Abu Abdullah.
كان يوم بدر صغيرا فرده النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم يشارك في غزوة بدر.
In the battle of Badr, he was young in age, so Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم rejected him. You know, he did not allow him to participate.
وأجازه يوم أحد.
And he allowed him to participate in the battle of Uhud.
والفائدة من هذا ليبينوا كم عمره.
The benefit from this is to clarify how old he was.
كان النبي يجيز من بلغ الخامسة عشر من عمره.
The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم he used to allow the one who reached the age of 15.
روى عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 78 حديثا.
He narrated from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم 78 حديث.
ومات سنة 74 في المدينة.
He died the year 74 هجرة in Medina.
قوله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أنهر الدم إلى آخر كلامه.
The statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم what causes the blood to run or gush to the end.
يدخل فيه جميع ما ينهر الدم.
Included in this everything that causes the blood to run and gush.
سواء كان سكينا.
Whether it was a knife.
أو سيفا.
A sword.
حديدة.
A piece of metal.
زجاجة.
Glass. A piece
خشبا.
Of glass. A piece of wood.
نحاس.
Copper.
حصى صخرة حادة.
A rock that is a sharp rock.
أي شيء يقطع الوذجين والمريء وينهر الدم.
Anything that will cut the two veins, الوذجين and the esophagus.
هذا الوذجان. الوذجان والحلقوم.
And the throat.
ما قطعها فهو حلال.
Whatever that cuts those, then it's
بغض
allowed.
بغض النظر عن الآلة التي يقطع بها.
Without, يعني regardless of the tool or the instrument that you are using.
وكذلك ما يخرق الجسد كالرصاص.
Likewise, what goes through, what pierces the body, like the bullet.
لأنه ينهر الدم من الداخل بثقبه.
Because it will cause the blood to run by piercing.
لكن إذا كان
from inside.
إذا كان بثقله فإنه لا يجوز.
But if it kills by its heaviness, by it being heavy, then this is not allowed to use.
يعني إذا ضرب الطير بحصى بصخرة مثلا رماه وسقط ميتا لا يحل لأنه لم ينهر الدم.
So if someone throws a big rock, a heavy rock at a bird, and he kills that bird is not allowed because he did not make the blood run.
أو ضربه بعصا.
Or if he hit him with a stick.
أو رمى شاة من مكان مرتفع حتى سقطت وماتت.
Or he throws a sheep from a high place up until it falls down and then she dies because of that.
كل هذا ليس فيه انهار دم.
All of this, there is no blood running, not running of blood involved.
ولذلك لا تحل.
This is why it's not allowable.
ويدخل في ذلك مصيدة بالسهام والكلاب والطيور.
Included in that what was hunted by shooting arrows by the dogs. بالكلاب
والطيور
and the birds hunting birds فهود
الفهد
فهد.
أي حيوان معلم
any trained animal.
يقول الله تبارك وتعالى يسألونك ماذا أحل لهم.
الله تبارك وتعالى says they ask you what is it that is allowable for them.
قل أحل لكم الطيبات.
Say the good pure things are allowable for you.
وما علمتم من الجوارح مكلبين.
And whatever you teach of those animals that are trained to hunt.
فكل ما كان يعلم من الطيور كالصقر والعقاب والنسر.
All the trained animals from the birds, those different ones that he mentioned, falcon or vulture or whatever they teach them.
ومن الحيوانات كالكلب والفهد.
And also of the animals like the dog and the فهد. فهد is the tiger or the cheetah or cheetah.
Mm-hmm. أي شيء يمكن تعليمه.
Anything that you can train.
وينضبط.
And will.
يعني يقبل التعليم.
Will accept the training and will use the training.
فالصيد فيه حلال.
then using it for hunting is allowed.
بشرط أن يذكر اسم الله عليه طبعاً.
With the condition that he will mention the name of Allah upon that animal when you send it.
محل الذبح.
As for the place of slaughtering.
قطع الحلقوم والمريء.
It is to cut the throat and الحلقوم and the مريء, the esophagus.
وإذا زاد معه الوتجين فهذا 100%.
And if he adds to that cutting, slaughtering or cutting the two veins also, then this is like 100% extra.
هذا في الذبح.
This is regarding slaughtering.
أما في الصيد.
As for hunting.
فأي إصابة قاتلة.
Any hit that will kill, any shot that will kill, then it will be okay.
سواء كان الصيد بالرمي أو الصيد بالسهم أو الصيد بالطير أو بالكلب.
If it's shot by a shotgun or shot by an arrow, بالسهم أو ب.
أو بالكلب والطيور.
Or with the trained animals,
الطير له.
A dog or birds that are trained.
كل هذا مما أباحه الله جل وعلا.
All of that is part of what Allah has allowed.
ومثل ذلك إذا توحش البعير أو البقرة أو الشاة كذلك يفعل به كالصيد.
If the camel or the cow turned really wild, then you do to it like you do to the prey when you hunt the prey.
والصيد إذا أدركه. You shoot at it. والصيد إذا أدركه الإنسان وهو حي يجب عليه أن يذكيه.
The hunted animal, the prey, if you catch it while it's still alive after you shoot it, you go there and it's still alive, you should slaughter it.
سواء كان الصيد بالبندقية أو بالسهم أو بالحيوان.
يجب عليه أنه يذبح. You must slaughter it, whether you shot it, you were hunting and you shot it with a shotgun or with an arrow. After you reach there and you find the animal still alive, you must slaughter it.
فالقاعدة أن المعجوز عنه بمنزلة الصيد.
The principle here is that what you cannot do, يعني if you are unable to slaughter it, that is, takes the same ruling as the hunted prey.
ولو كان من الحيوانات الإنسية.
Even if the if it was from the domesticated type of animals, like the camel and the cow.
والمقدور عليه لابد من ذبحه ولو كان وحشيا.
And whatever you are able to slaughter, then you must slaughter it, even if it is wild.
الغزال وحشي أو أهلي.
The غزال, the deer or the gazelle, is it wild or domesticated? Domestic.
وحشي. وحشي يعني يستحش من الناس، ليس وحشي يعني هو وحشي يأكل اللحوم. وحشي here, أي لا ليس أليفا.
وحشي here I used wild, but he said he means it's not domesticated. It's not like lives with the people. You know, he just would run away from you. So if it is أيوة شيخنا. قلتم عنه
يهرب من الناس ليس يعني يستحش من الناس ليس أليفا.
So
لا يعيش في البيوت كالغنم والإبل والبقر.
What he means by wild here is he's alienated from the people. He runs away. He's not domesticated. Not like the you know the sheep and the likes of that.
فمن كان, so he runs away. فمن كان الغزال بيده ممسكا به.
So the one who caught the deer is in his
ثم
hand.
تركه يهرب ورماه.
Then he left it to run away. Then he shot it.
فهذا لا يجوز له أن يأكله إذا لم يدركه حيا.
This person, he is not allowed to consume the meat of that deer. That's if he, unless he caught it alive and then he slaughtered it.
لأنه ليس بصيد.
Because it's not really a hunted prey. It was in his hand. He could have slaughtered it.
فلذلك كان يجب عليه أن يذبحه.
What was a must upon him is to slaughter the deer.
فنتنبه لهذه القضية إن شاء الله تعالى.
So we need to take note of this issue.
ثم استثنى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم السن وقال هذا عظم.
Then Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم made an exception for the tooth and then he said this is actually a bone.
فدل على أن جميع العظام لا يحل الذبح بها.
This proves that all bones you cannot use them to slaughter with.
وكذلك الظفر لا يجوز الذبح به.
Likewise the nail, the nails it's not allowed to use them to slaughter with.
أما شروط الذبح.
As for the condition for the slaughtering.
أول إنهار الدم من محل الذبح اللي هو الرقبة.
First to have the blood run or gush from the place of the slaughtering and that is the neck.
أن الذابح أن يكون مسلما أو كتابيا.
Second that the one who slaughters must be a Muslim or from the people of the book.
وأن يذكر اسم الله عليه.
And that he must that he mentions the name of Allah on it.
إذا فقد واحدا من هذه لا يجوز أكله.
If one of the three is missing, then it is not allowed to consume the meat of that animal.
وقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما أنهر الدم فكل.
And the statement of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, whatever causes the blood to run or gush, then eat from it.
ومفهومه أن ما لم ينهر الدم لا يؤكل.
And we understand from this that if the blood did not run or gush, then it's not to be eaten.
وقول الله تبارك وتعالى وطعام الذين أوتوا الكتاب حل لكم.
And the statement of Allah Ta'ala and the food of the people of the book is allowed for you.
ومفهومه أن غير أهل الكتاب لا يحل لنا أكل طعامهم.
The food here means the slaughtered animals and it means we understand from this that other than the people of the book, their food, meaning slaughtered animals, is not allowable for us.
وقوله تبارك وتعالى ولا تأكلوا مما لم يذكر اسم الله عليه.
And the statement of Allah Ta'ala, do not eat from that which the name of Allah is not mentioned on it.
صريح في أنه لا يؤكل ما لم يذكر اسم الله عليه.
Explicit that you cannot eat it if the name of Allah is not mentioned on it.
واختلف أهل العلم فيما إذا نسي الإنسان ذكر اسم الله.
The people of knowledge they differed regarding a person who forgets to mention the name of Allah on the animal.
فذكر أكثر أهل العلم.
So the most of the people of knowledge they said.
أنه إذا كان ناسيا فإنه لا بأس.
That if he was forgetful, if he forgot, then it's okay to eat.
لقول الله تبارك وتعالى ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا.
Because of the statement of Allah Ta'ala, oh Allah, do not hold us accountable if we forgot or we made a mistake.
وقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رفع عن أمتي الخطأ والنسيان.
And because of the statement of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم that it is lifted upon my ummah, there is no blame that is for my ummah regarding the mistakes and forgetfulness.
وذهب البعض للتحريم مطلقا.
And some of the scholars they are of the position that it is prohibited period.
وذا اختيار ابن حزم وابن تيمية.
And this is the choice of Ibn Hazm and Ibn Taymiyyah.
إلى أنه لا يؤكل.
That you cannot eat from the animal if you forget to mention the name of Allah while slaughtering.
لصريح الآية.
Because of the explicit statement from the ayah.
أما الصيد.
As for the prey or the hunted animal.
فيشترط أن تكون الطيور والكلاب معلمة.
Then it is a condition that the birds and the dogs are trained. Be trained.
وقضية كونها معلمة أو غير معلمة يعرفها أهل الخبرة.
The issue whether they are trained or not trained, the people who are experts in this, they know that. If they
ولكن
are trained
قالوا
or not.
المعلم من هو إذا أمرته استجاب ومن نهرته وقف.
They said rather that the trained animal is that if you command him he will do, and if you stop him then he will stop.
وبشرط خاصة بالنسبة للكلاب ألا يأكل منها.
Especially and this is specifically about the dogs that
dog والفهد يعني
the dog and the cheetahs those animals that they will hunt and they will not eat from it.
فإذا أكل منها
if he ate from the prey
فقد صاد لنفسه ولم يصد لك.
Then he was hunting for his own self, not for you.
ولا يجوز أكلها.
And it's not allowed to consume that.
أما الطيور كالعقاب والصقر والنسر.
As for the birds, like those the eagle and the falcon and the vulture.
فقالوا هذه لابد أن تأكل.
Those they said they must eat. يعني يأكلوا من الصيد. يعني.
أي نعم.
They would eat from the يعني they would eat from the prey.
فتكون معلمة ولو أكلت.
So those they will be trained. Those birds they are trained even if they eat from the animal.
فأكلها لا يدل على أنها غير معلمة.
For them to eat from the prey, then this does not indicate that they are untrained.
لأنها لا تمتنع من الأكل.
Because they won't stop from eating. They will eat from.
لكن الكلب والفهد يمتنعان.
But the dog and the cheetah they can be forbidden from eating if you train them they will not eat.
فإذا أكل دل على أنه غير معلم.
So if the dog or the cheetah ate then it's an indication that they are untrained.
وإن كان يصيد بالآلة.
And if one is hunting using an instrument, a tool,
كالسهام والبنادق,
like the arrows and the shotguns,
فيشترط أن تخرق الجسد.
The condition is that it will go through the body, it will pierce.
فلو رمى طيرا مثلا,
so if he shot at a bird,
وسقط الطير في الماء,
and the bird fell in water,
ثم وجد الإصابة في الجناح.
Then he found that he actually hit the wing. He shot the wing.
وغالبا هذا مات من الغرق وليس من الصيد.
So most likely this bird died by drowning, not by being shot.
فلا بد أن تكون الإصابة قاتلة.
So the hit must be يعني killing. You know, the hit must kill the bird.
وأيضا يجب عند إرسال الكلب أو الطير أو الرمي يقول بسم الله.
And at the time when he is sending the animal or the bird or shooting, he should say بسم الله.
لكن
he must say بسم الله. يجب أن يسمي.
نعم.
He must say بسم الله when he is.
لكن يختلف يعني في الصيد في البندقية.
But it is different when he is hunting using a shotgun.
خاصة إذا طلقات سريعة.
Especially if it shoots very quickly.
فتسمية واحدة تكفي.
Then one bismillah is enough.
وأن يكون الصائد كذلك مسلما أو كتابيا.
Also the hunter must be a Muslim or from the people of the book.
والله أعلم.
And Allah knows best.
نأخذ الحديث اللي بعده. الصلاة الأسئلة
مازال عندنا حوالي 12-13 دقيقة
كيف الذي ترى
يكفي للحديث القادم تكفي 10 دقائق
أظن تكفي ما في أسئلة يعني
هذه في بعض الأشياء لكن مش جديدة يعني لا أدري من الأمس ولا
خلاص نتوقف
خلاص نأخذ الأسئلة
الذي يستعد للصلاة أيضا
طيب So we will take some questions and those who want to get ready for the salah. What advice would you give to the brothers and sisters who sometimes struggle with their deen? ما نصيحتكم للإخوة والأخوات الذين هم في بعض الأحيان يعني تطبيقهم للدين يعني يتساهلون أو يستصعبون تطبيق الدين يعني
الأصل في الدين هو يسر
The principle regarding the religion is that it is actually easy
وأنه يوافق الفطرة
and that it agrees with the innate nature upon which Allah created the human.
والأصل أن الحلال أكثر من الحرام.
And the principle is that what is allowed is more than what is prohibited.
ولكن الإنسان عنده أعداء في هذه الدنيا.
The person, the human, he has enemies in this worldly life.
أولهم الشيطان.
The first one is Satan.
الذي قال فبعزتك لغوينهم أجمعين.
The one who said by your might I will sway them, I will make them deviate, all of them.
وهناك شياطين الإنس.
And there are the human Satans.
وكذلك جعلنا لكل نبي عدو شياطين الإنس والجن.
And as such we made for every prophet enemies, the Satans of the humans and the genies.
ومنهم الجليس السوء.
And amongst them are the companion that is an evil companion that you sit with.
وعلى الإنسان دائما.
It is upon the human always.
وطبعا العدو الثالث هي النفس الأمارة بالسوء.
Of course the third enemy is the soul that commands one to do evil.
وعلى الإنسان دائما أن يتذكر ما أعد الله له في الآخرة.
It is upon the person to always remember what Allah prepared for him in the next life.
سواء كان صالحا أو طالحا.
Whether he was righteous or unrighteous.
فإذا رأى ما أعد الله للمحسنين تشجع.
So if he sees what Allah has prepared for the doers of good, then he will be encouraged.
وإن رأى ما أعده الله للمبطلين خاف.
And if he sees what Allah has prepared for the people of falsehood, then he will be afraid.
ومثل هؤلاء.
And the likes of these.
يدعى لهم بالهداية.
You make dua for them to be guided.
وينصحون.
And you advise them.
ويحرص على تهيئة الجو المناسب لهم.
You should be careful or keen to prepare the proper atmosphere for them.
خاصة الأصحاب.
Especially the friends.
وإذا قالوا الصاحب ساحب.
This is why they said the friend is someone who drags you.
الله أعلم.
It rhymes in Arabic but not in English. We have to think about that. الصاحب, the friend or the companion, ساحب with the scene, he pulls you, he drags you, right? So the companion is someone who brings you towards what he wants to do. ماذا لو أمر الوالد بنته بكشف وجهها وهي تحب أن تلبس النقاب؟ What is the affair if the father commands his daughter to unveil her face while she wants to wear the face veil?
هنا السؤال لماذا يأمرها بذلك؟
The question here is why is he commanding her to do that?
إذا كان الوالد غير ملتزم.
If the father is not a practicing Muslim.
ولا يحرص على الصلاة ولا يحرص على.
He doesn't care about salah and other obediences.
فهذا لا طاعة له.
Then this one we don't you don't obey him.
أما إذا
no
كان.
No obedience for him.
الأب صالحا.
As for the case when the father is righteous.
ولكنه يعتقد عدم وجوب تغطية الوجه.
But he believes that covering the face is not a must.
ويخشى عليها من الإيذاء أو غيره.
And he fears for her that she will be harmed or other than that.
فالأقرب والله أعلم.
The closer then Allah knows best.
أنها أيضا لا تطيعه.
That she also does not obey him in this case.
إذا كانت تعتقد وجوبه.
If she believes that it is a must to cover the face.
أما إذا كانت تعتقد أنه مستحب وليس بواجب.
But if she believes that covering the face is recommended, is not a must.
وأبوها رجل صالح وليس معاند للدين.
And her father is a righteous man, he is not like someone who is opposing the religion.
فلا مانع أن تطيعه.
There is no harm, لا مانع. No harm that nothing preventing her from obeying him.
وهذه المسألة مبنية على الخلاف بين أهل العلم.
This issue is based upon the difference of opinion between the scholars.
هل تغطية الوجه واجبة أو مستحبة؟
Is covering the face a must or just recommended?
الله أعلم.
Allah knows best. هل أهل الكتاب يذكرون اسم الله عند الذبح؟ هنا في كندا كيف نتأكد من شروط الذبح؟ Are the people of the book do the people of the book mention the name of Allah when slaughtering? And here in Canada, how would we make sure that of the conditions of slaughtering that they are followed?
الأصل أنهم لا يذكرون اسم الله.
The principle is that they do not mention the name of Allah.
حتى أهل الكتاب الذين كانوا في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ما كانوا يذكرون اسم الله.
Even the people of the book who were in the time of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, they used not to mention the name of Allah.
والله جل وعلا يعلم ذلك.
And Allah عز وجل, He knows that.
ومع ذلك أباح ذبائحهم.
Yet He allowed for us their slaughtered animals.
ولكن إذا حضرنا عند الذبح.
But if we were present at the time of slaughtering.
وسمعناه يقول باسم المسيح مثلاً.
And we heard him say in the name of the Messiah, المسيح.
فإنه لا تؤكل ذبيحته.
Then that animal is not to be consumed.
حتى المسلم.
Even the Muslim.
إذا ذكر غير اسم الله.
If he mentioned other than the name of Allah.
على الذبيحة.
On the slaughtered animal.
فإنه كذلك لا تؤكل ذبيحته.
Then also his that animal is not to be consumed.
ولا داعي تذهب للكنديين لتعرف هل يذكر اسم الله ولا.
نعم شيخ.
ما في داعي يذهب
and there is nothing calling you to go to the Canadians to the people here to know.
أنا أكفيك لا يذكرون اسم الله.
to question them, to ask them if they mention the name of Allah or not. I suffice you from that. I tell you, they actually do not mention the name of Allah.
لكن أهم شيء لا يذكرون اسم غيره.
But the most important thing is that they don't mention other than Him, Subhanahu, the name of other than Him, Subhanahu wa Taala. ماذا إذا كان الذي يصيد؟ طيب هذا سؤال أجيب عنه. If you do not reach your prey, wild animal, alive, means it's dead. You do not eat it. Is that correct? If you do not reach your prey, and it's a wild animal, alive. طيب. يقول إذا لم تصل إلى الصيد. وهو يعني توحش الصيد هذا فلم تصل إليه حيا هل معنى ذلك أنه ميتة ولا تأكله هل فهمت فهما صحيحا
هل أصابه بطلق أو شيء
نعم هو يقول
رماه
هو رماه لأنه توحش فرماه لكن يريد يتأكد لما وصل إليه هل لابد يكون حيا ويذبحه أم إذا وصل إليه وجده ميتا يعني لا يأكله
لا يضر إذا وصل إليه وهو قد مات أهم شيء أن يكون مات بسبب ضربتك له
So the most important thing is that this animal died would die because of you shooting at it with the arrow or whatever you're saying here that the animal got wild So you shot at it. The Sheikh said that what matters is that you killed it with that shot. So you go there, you reach him. If you find it alive, you slaughter it. If you didn't find it alive, but it died because of your shot, then still you can eat
that.
For instance, if you are hunting birds. So he's shooting more than one bird in the same time.
ثم يذهب إلى التقطها.
Then he goes and he picks up those birds.
فبعضها قد تكون لم تمت إلا بعد مدة.
And some of these birds might not have died except after a while, after some time. Then they are allowable to consume.
إلا إذا دركها حية فيجب عليه أن يذكيها.
Except if he reaches there and those birds are still alive, so it is a must upon him to slaughter.
إلا إذا وجدها ساقطة في الماء.
Except in the case where he finds it, it has fallen into water.
فينظر إلى إصابته هل هي قاتلة أو غير قاتلة.
So he looks at the hit. Is it a killing one? Did it kill? Was it killed by the hit or not?
وكذلك إذا أرسل كلبه المعلم.
إذا كانت ماتت بالضربة يأكل منها وإذا لم. So if it was hit and killed by the shot. You can
حلال.
Eat from that. If not, then it is not allowed.
لأن تكون غرقت ماتت من
الغرق. The other case, it would have died out of drowning.
وكذلك إذا أرسل كلبه للصيد.
Likewise, if he sent his dog to hunt.
ووجد معه كلبا آخر.
And he found with it another dog.
فإذا وجدها حية.
If he found the prey alive.
فيذبحها.
he would slaughter it.
وإذا وجدها ميتة,
but if he found it dead,
فهو لا يدري هل كلبه الذي قتلها أو الكلب الثاني.
And he doesn't know whether his dog was the one who killed it or the other dog.
فلا يجوز له أن يأكل منها.
So it's not allowed for him to eat from it.
إلا إذا علم أن الكلب الثاني أرسله أيضا مسلم أو كتابي.
Except
من يجوز له
if الصيد. He knew that the other dog also is a trained one, that a Muslim or one from the people of the book sent it to hunt.
نعم, الله أعلم.
And Allah knows best. أظن نتوقف.